This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
In the words of Brooks Kubik, here we go. Welcome back to another week at Superhuman Radio. And we've got a great show planned today and the rest of this week. We've got some really, really exciting topics we're going to be talking about. We're going to start the week off in honor of the Olympics, talking about physical culture, current events and stuff in the news with my buddy Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, Carl, I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. And this is a very appropriate time to do this, isn't it? I mean, given the fact that the Olympics are over in London right now, we see a lot of athletes from all over the world converging. And this is really one of the times in history where countries get to go head-to-head with their greatest athletes. And there's no bloodshed, luckily, proving what countries rule in different areas of sports, isn't it?
That's, you know, the Olympic dream has always been one of competition between athletes, athletes representing different countries to promote the Olympic ideal, the Olympic dream, and really to promote peace between nations. It's a very interesting concept. It's changed a lot over the years, and you can argue, you know, you can argue back and forth for a long time about how much of the original Olympic dream endures, but it's a very special time, and, you know, millions and millions of people are going to be sitting down and watching the Olympic Games.
Well, you know, and I want to talk about that for a second. I mean, when you really think about this, physical culture has been a critical cornerstone of civilization and society for thousands of years, you know, dating back to the Greeks and the Romans. And isn't it interesting that in a world today that does not embrace physical culture, that ostracizes individuals who have the superhuman qualities we talk about on this show, who are hard training athletic types, even though they're not going on to the Olympics, they train hard, they give everything they can in the gym to continue to build strength. In a society that does not embrace that any longer. In fact, as I talked about the other day about my friend who's looking for a job and he's a bodybuilder, and Elisa pointed out he's going to have a hard time finding a job because of his degree of musculature, yet an obese person can find the job. He is looked at as the zealot, the aberration, and the obese person is looked at as the norm. And yet we have... The nation turns to the Olympics, and all nations turn to their Olympic athletes to represent what is good and strong about their countries. But no one embraces physical culture on an individual level, except people that listen to this show, perhaps.
Well, that's one of the problems that people have with the Olympics or with sports in general. Television. To my mind, television really changed the face of sports. And in one sense, it was great because it got so much out that you never would have been able to see otherwise. But the problem, of course, is you are sitting down and watching. And when you get to the point where you don't get up and go to the stadium to watch the football game or the baseball game, but instead you just sit down on the couch and, you know, click the remote, and there you go, that starts to change it. And I think it really, Carl, it also ties into there's no more physical education in school.
Isn't that
kids
ridiculous?
Aren't playing in the parks.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's absolutely insane. And, you know, if you took all of the hours of watching sports and you said, okay, we're gonna shift 90% of that to training ourselves, working out, working with others, training others, playing games, you know, and not just kids, but everybody, you would transform society. And you'd still have 10% of your time to watch sports, which is probably about as much as you need anyway.
Right.
But it's really enormously changed, and it's just so much different. It's such a gigantic production, if you will. So much money goes into the Olympic Games now. It's, you know, it's so expensive for the host countries.
Oh, it's become, again, and part of the, when you were talking about how television has changed the face of what the Olympics means, it's not just television that's changed it. Bringing it into the household could have had a positive effect to turn more people on to going, you know, I think I'm going to try that. I think I'm going to go try that sport. But instead what happened was they brought it into the home, and somehow the message changed to you need to sit there and eat all this junk food while you're watching the Olympics, because marketing, the insidious effects of marketing and selling foods and junk and all this other stuff became more important than the athletic events, in my humble opinion. So TV could have transformed it in a good way, but instead it transformed it in a bad way.
Well, that's absolutely true, and there's a related thing that occurs to me as you're saying this. One of the greatest spectator sports where you could have sent a message of, why don't you go out and try this or something similar, is the sport of Olympic weightlifting. I mean, you know, that's the closest that we had for a long, long time up until the CrossFit Games, and we can leave that discussion for another day, but you know, Olympic weightlifting is watching people do something that is very similar to what you would do if you were actually working out.
Right.
And right. That is a sport that you almost never see on television and never have seen.
Well, and why do you think that is? Don't you think it's because for the same reason that they don't want you to grunt or deadlift in a lot of commercial gyms today, because they don't want people who are not interested in applying any real effort to be reminded that they could be stronger? I mean, let's face it. Who's really offended when you deadlift in a gym, other than somebody who wishes they were stronger but doesn't have the drive or the dedication or the discipline to work at it? So they don't want to be reminded that that's something that's attainable. Anytime you present something to somebody that's attainable, they have a choice of acknowledging that they can do it and what that acknowledgement requires get to work, or they can dispel it and say, I don't want to see this. I don't want to be reminded of this. And so what you have here is no one wants to be reminded how strong you can be with a little effort and just some rudimentary tools. Let's face it, we're not talking about expensive stuff here when we're talking about an Olympic bar and some plates.
That's absolutely true. And the media has never had any interest in promoting weightlifting as an Olympic sport. The coverage that we had, the only coverage we have ever had really is in the super heavyweight division with Vasily Alexiev.
Right.
And that was because it was kind of a media circus. To have this great big guy, you know, huge, big gut, going after the first 500-pound clean and jerk in history, you know, that sort of thing. And, it happened in Columbus, and so Wide World of Sports was there, and, you know, it all got coverage and everything. And it did well, and so they would cover the super heavyweights. But you almost never saw on television the lighter weight classes. And when women's weightlifting started to become an actual sport with the women's first world championships and eventually the women in the Olympic Games, again, you had not a lot of coverage. it's just not something that ties into the mass media model, and I think you're hitting on the reasons. You know, if everybody who watched the Olympic Games walked away from that and said, I'm really going to make some changes in my life. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start training. I'm going to start eating right. Some interesting things would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmaceutical industry, down. Medical profession, down. The cost of health care, down.
Right.
The junk food, down.
Sales, down, right.
Okay, you know, all, you know, just, and list goes on and on. I mean, we could just sit there and just make a list of all the great things that would happen. The problem is, none of those would be good for the entities that do the, you know, the you know, the pay for the commercials,
right?
Or buy the commercial time on TV. You know, the last, you could argue that the last thing that a lot of you know, a lot of the corporations want is a population, a worldwide population that is super energized about the idea of health and fitness.
Right.
So they don't send that message out, and it's really a shame, because the Olympics should be the opportunity not just to watch young, well-conditioned athletes going head-to-head trying for that gold medal, but it should be an opportunity for people to say, I really want to wrap myself tighter than ever around my own physical fitness and training goals. And this is spurring me on. It's encouraging me to do that. And that would be so great if that was what the Olympics
could do.
Could do. Well, the Olympics could do it. They've never been used for that purpose.
Yeah.
And it's a shame.
Okay, look, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick this up, and I want to stay with women for a second, because I want to talk about a woman who is a weightlifter who has not gotten a fair shake. And she is competing on behalf of the United States. And I want to talk about her story, and then I want to compare it to another story that's in the media right now. We're talking this hour with Brooks Kubik, keeper of the flame of physical culture. His website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Check it out. We'll be talking more about this and other stories in the news when Superhuman Radio returns. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better.
Even better.
Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV 3 Master Draw, reborn now with epiandrostane, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Sciences' new Trifecta Pack today. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
That wasn't me clearing my throat. That's actually on the album. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I had to clarify that, Brooke.
Gotcha.
Every time I hear that song and I hear that, I think, where the hell did that come from? But apparently it's on the original song. Anyway. Okay, so let's talk about somebody named Sarah Robles. Did I pronounce that right? I guess it's Robles, right?
I would assume so.
Okay, so Sarah Robles is a female weightlifter. She's a very, very strong woman. She's a very big woman. And she has, in the past year, been living in her Dodge Caravan, surviving on $400 a month as she prepares to go to London. She's in London right now, lifting on behalf of the United States. There's so much wrong with this. There's so much wrong with it because, number one, as an Olympic athlete, really, there's nobody in her community that can come out and support her goals to represent America in women's weightlifting. What's wrong with that? And I'll tell you what's wrong with it. First of all, they're doing it because she's a woman's weightlifter. Let's face it. If she was some cutesy little runner or gymnast or something, she'd have sponsorship coming out the wazoo. But she's not. She's a big 300-pound girl who happens to be able to has a total of over 720 pounds, I believe, in all three Olympic lifts.
There's two lifts, the snatch and the clean and jerk.
Right.
And she can snatch 264 pounds. That's from floor to overhead in
right.
1 second.
Right.
And she can clean and jerk 330 pounds.
Right.
That's lift the bar to the shoulders, drive it overhead. 330.
Right. Okay.
She's a powerhouse.
Yes. And she's a big girl, and she's, mm-hmm. she's not what, now no one has come out to support her. Recently we posted on Facebook a petition. If a reasonable number of people sign it, which is 50,000, if a reasonable number of people sign it, then she gets a sponsorship from Nike. Okay? We are stuck at 45,370. We had 44,000 as of Sunday when I posted it on my Facebook and started sharing links to people. So since yesterday, it looks like we've had about 1,300 new votes. We need to get to 50,000, folks. We need, you know, 4,000 more votes here. Everybody needs to go to my Facebook and just take a second. And I understand what happens when you go to these damn websites. It's on change.org, which has political agendas. But don't get lost in that. You skip all the other political agenda stuff about the current administration and whether this should be legalized. Just skip right through that nonsense. Don't be turned off about that. We need to get Sarah Robles to 50,000 votes so that Nike will come out and sponsor her. Now, let me tell you why I'm frustrated about this, because my good friend Brooks Kubik pointed out to me this morning about a lovely young girl named let's see, Jenicky is her last name, Michelle Jenicky, who is the Australian hurdler, fantastic athlete, amazing athlete. She's cute as can be, but she does this little warm-up dance before she runs the hurdles that apparently is sexy as hell because her video went viral. Every single major news outlet has written something about how sexy she is when she warms up for the hurdle, to run the hurdles. And she has become such a craze that even though she didn't make it, she finished fifth overall, right? She's getting endorsement contracts thrown at her constantly now. Everybody wants to her to sign on. They want to sponsor. They want to use her. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this when a girl can live in a car and on $400 a month preparing for the Olympics and actually has the opportunity to be a world-class athlete with no support, and another girl, because she fits the model of what we want women to fit, gets endorsements even though she didn't win?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head, and the Sara Robles story has really become an internet sensation. Women who, you know, probably have never seen an Olympic barbell, much less touched one, have no interest in Olympic weightlifting, may or may not work out, but they're not, you know, they're not into Olympic weightlifting, which is fine. Women of all ages are coming out in support of her. I think there are more women signing the petition on change.org than anyone else, or than men. And, you know, what they're saying is, from a woman's point of view, this is wrong. It should not be one type of woman, one body type, or one particular look who gets commercial support, corporate sponsorship. It should be a great athlete, regardless of body structure, body size, you know, whether they have, you know, dark hair or blonde hair, long hair, short hair, whether they're pretty in the conventional, what we define as pretty sense, or not, it doesn't matter. They should all be getting sponsorship or have an equal opportunity to get sponsorship. And you know, it doesn't happen. A lot of women are outraged. I saw, you know, I've read some of the comments on change.org from people who have signed up, and one woman made the point that she's about the same size as Sara Robles, and she's had to deal with these issues her whole life.
But is she an athlete at the same size?
No.
Okay.
She didn't say that she was, but she said that she was in the, I believe she said she was in the corporate or business world. But she did
but,
say,
but see, but
I've
see,
had to dealt with these. But her point was this. But I'm 65.
Right.
It should have ended when I was in my
20s. Okay, but wait a minute. I got to differentiate something here.
Yeah.
Okay? And this may be part of the problem. Okay? Sara Robles is a big woman. The same way Wade Johnson is a big man. Wade Johnson moves 1,000 pounds in the squat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's getting prepared for a competition in December at 47 years old, drug free, career drug free. I watched him do 5 sets of doubles with 750, like most people do for 220 with 225. So, you know, you have to be big to move weight. There's this tissue leverage. There's a lot going on with the central nervous system that shows that the bigger guys, bigger gals, they have the ability to move bigger weights. Sara Robles has to be big for her sport. I don't want to confuse Sara Robles with the epidemic of obesity here in this country. I almost take offense to the woman who says, I'm as big as Sarah and I am mistreated. There's a big difference between a big person, and I speak as a former 350-pound obese American. So for those of you who are new to the show that don't know my story, I was a fat person for many years of my life, and I have chosen not to any longer, and I have worked very, very hard to lean out and get more muscular, and it's been a 10-year journey for me. But with that being said, I don't want to detract. Sara Robles is a big person because she can snatch. How much?
she can snatch 264 pounds.
That's almost 300 pounds.
330.
Okay, so you got to be big to lift that kind of weight. You're not going to see Michelle Jenicky cleaning and jerking that weight. You got to be a big person. So yeah. I don't want to lump Sarah Robles into the walking obesity problem in this country. If you are obese, that's a different story.
Well, and I don't either, but here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that there are tons of women at change.org, men too, but a lot of women who are supporting her, and they're vocal in their comments about they're sick and tired of the whole body image issue and the battle that in their mind they've been fighting for, you know, a long, long time. And the thing here that to me is fascinating is that so many women are coming out in support of a great athlete, and they're saying, get past the fact that she weighs 280 pounds. Corporate sponsors, we don't care. And the interesting thing, because they've got so many names on that petition, you know, I'm thinking that this is something that could be a game changer. Yeah. For example, if Sarah Robles, I know she does some personal training, she would be a role model for girls and young women who are big and they're heavy and it's not muscle, but they look at her as a role model. And you know, she's someone who can do that, whereas a much lighter athlete, you know, take a gold medal winning gymnast or sprinter, you know, someone much, much lighter, much more in the acceptable, we'll put them on the front of the Wheaties box.
Take Michelle Jenicky.
Sure.
She could end up on the front of a Wheaties box, no problem.
Absolutely. And she can encourage many women to get involved in sports and athletics. But there is an audience that a larger person can encourage by virtue of the fact that they're larger, and yet they're very athletic. And Sarah has that possibility, and I think that's one reason why Nike or other corporate sponsors should be just wrapping all around this. I mean, there's a big emotional cord has been hit by this story, and it's something that, you know, that the corporate world should be thinking about. Sarah does have sponsorship now. She got sponsorship with a company called Solve Media, but they're looking for more. I mean, you know, you don't have to have just one corporate sponsor.
Well,
I mean,
one corporate sponsor, we don't know what that sponsor has really stepped up and done either. I mean,
yeah,
you know, we know anybody who understands what goes on with these athletes knows that quite often most of them are exploited to some degree. Interestingly enough, I listened to an interview the other day, and I can't think of his name, but the president of PMG, mm-hmm. which is the largest, most popular sports representation agency in America, was talking about what it takes to turn this Olympic event into money for an athlete. It's not enough to just be a superior athlete. You have to have a story. You have to have something that intrigues the average person to rally for you. You have to have some sort of backstory, you know, about how you were, you know. Sarah Robles has that story. I don't understand why more people aren't going, holy mackerel, this girl lived in her car, in her van, and trained and lived on $400 a month while she got prepared to be one of the strongest women in the world? Really? Like, why, you know, we embrace Jim Carrey when we find out how wonderful of an actor he is, and yet he and his mom lived in a car, you know, for a period of time when they were homeless. It's like we go, oh, that makes him, we're more endeared to him. Why aren't people coming out for Sarah Robles going, oh my God, this is an amazing, this is the core of the American story. Come from nothing to something. She's doing it.
Well, and the story is coming out. I mean, this has just exploded. But it's all happened basically on a grassroots level. It started with one newspaper article about her, and it just started going viral after that. And it's, you know, frankly, Carl, it's about darn time, not only for women, but for weightlifters. Because in the United States, there has been a long, long history of world and Olympic gold medal winning weightlifting champions who can't get a job. If they get one, it's a lousy job. No corporate sponsorship, no funding, no support. Now, you know, I know we're talking about back in the days when we had true amateurs, but we had Olympic gold medal winners, John Davis, for example, sleeping on the floor of a gymnasium.
Right. We talked about that on the show.
You know, we had Tommy Kono not able, after he won the Olympic gold medal in 1952, he didn't think he was going to be able to go to the 56 Olympics because he didn't have enough money to buy an airplane ticket and fly across the country to take part in the Olympic trials.
I'll fast forward for a second to bodybuilding. I heard a story one time, and because I'm not a big aficionado of bodybuilding, but I was at the Arnold one day, and somebody was telling me the story about Kai Greene. Kai Greene went somewhere for a competition, and he won. But he was crying in the back, and somebody was talking to him and said, well, you know, what's the matter, Kai? He says, it's a good thing I won. I have no money to get home. I got here with the belief that I could win, but I wasn't sure. And the money he won at the event, he had to wait to cash the check so that he could get an airline ticket home.
Wow.
I mean, so you know what this shows me? That those of us who are attracted to physical culture, we're not just physically strong, but we're mentally and spiritually strong. We have strong wills. And that should be, I don't understand why the American population doesn't embrace that. Instead, we are looked upon as zealots, as narcissists. Any of us who've ever ended up in family court, your physique has been used against you to somehow imply that you are violent or a danger. I mean, it's ridiculous what is done. Now, you go back 2,000 years to Olympic Games between the Romans and the Greeks, and you see their strongest individuals were embraced for their strength. And today, strength is not embraced. It's not embraced. In fact, it's demonized. The stronger you are, the more dangerous people feel you are. Meanwhile, the people that are killing everybody are these little pencil necks that are all frustrated. Maybe they need to get into the gym and train once in a while. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your pre-release of your new book that's coming out for those people who are embracing physical culture. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. The website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formax changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. I like that. Okay, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Cuba, keeper of the flame of physical culture. And we're talking about modern-day physical culture. You know, modern-day physical culture is not embraced, and it should be, because at the core values of physical culture lies the answers to all of our medical problems in this country. Healthcare is going to vanquish this country, and the current administration, and I have no political agenda here, is completely misguided if they think that they can add more people to the public dole and pay for what's going on here. And we're going to be talking more about this in just a minute, but before we get on to that, I want to talk with Brooks about the pre-release of his new book, which is a dumbbell training course, correct?
It's Dinosaur Dumbbell Training. Not really a course, but a book, a full-size book, and tons of photos, 100 different exercises, 50 different workouts. It's a big, comprehensive book about dinosaur-style dumbbell training. And I say it that way to emphasize that this is not the typical form of dumbbell training that most people are used to. You're not going to see dumbbell flies, dumbbell bench presses, triceps kickbacks, curls, all the exercises that everybody does with dumbbells in the gym, you know how to do. If you want to do them, that's fine. But what I'm focusing on in the book are the old school versions of dumbbell exercises that actually, in many cases, were used as competitive lifts. You know, for example, the one-hand swing, big dumbbell down on floor, bang, lift overhead with one hand using a special old-school technique that I've resurrected. Dumbbell cleans, dumbbell snatches, exercises with one dumbbell, exercises with two dumbbells, power-style dumbbell lifts, split-style lifts, overhead lifts, lots and lots of really heavy movements. And what is really neat about these exercises, you know, we've been talking, you know, a bit about Olympic weightlifting. Olympic weightlifting is just an absolutely great way to train. It does wonderful things for your entire body, for your central nervous system, your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments, bone structure, really helps get the mind and the body linked, very good from a neurological point of view. Extremely good, by the way, as you start getting older. You want to keep that neurological functioning. You want to keep the body and the mind tightly linked, and you want to maintain balance and coordination, mobility, agility, and Olympic weightlifting can help do that. The problem is it's hard to learn. It requires special equipment. It requires things that some people just don't have access to. There's no way to give it a shot where they train. But you can get the same benefits from the right kind of dumbbell training. You know, for example, if you don't have a place where you can do barbell snatches, or you don't have a barbell that you would want to use for barbell snatches, you can do dumbbell snatches. And I teach you how to do it in the book. So, you know, it's a really interesting book that has a lot of really unique benefits, and I'm very, very excited about it. Got a lot of people out there who are looking forward to it, and I've been getting great feedback from people who attended the seminar that Mike Mahler and C.J. Swabe and Sabina Scala and I did in London, where I did dinosaur dumbbell training. I took the people who attended the seminar through some of my favorite dinosaur dumbbell exercises and taught them how to do them. And I'm getting emails from all those people saying, this is great, so glad you're coming out with a book. Got to get it. Everyone else has got to get it. You know, because they've seen up close and personal just, you know, what this is like, and they know what it can do for them. So they've, you know, they've been rallying around this, and for everyone else, I'm saying you've got a treat coming out, big time.
Well, by the way, since you invoked that seminar, mm-hmm. is it not true that that seminar was written up in the UK's version of Men's Health?
It's going to be written up in the September issue of Men's Fitness in the UK edition. I don't believe that's out on the newsstand yet, but it's coming out pretty soon. And they had one of their editors did a George Plimpton. Do you remember George Plimpton?
I do, but some of our listeners may not. We have listeners that are just 18 years old. So let's talk about George Plimpton and Paper Lion.
Yeah, Paper Lion. Well, George Plimpton was a reporter, journalist. I'm talking about, you know, a reporter back in the days when, you know, newspapers, things like that. And he was also a very good athlete, and he was good enough that he could play, I think he played semi-pro baseball or, what is it, AAA baseball or, you know, not the major leagues, but the minors, I think, solely in order to write about it from the inside, which was a pretty cool thing. I think he boxed with Muhammad Ali, I think. But the one thing that I know he did, he played as the third or fourth or fifth string quarterback for the professional football team, the Detroit Lions, in the 60s, for one season, just to write about what it was like being a member of a professional football
team. Well, wait a minute. Not just being a member, but being a quarterback. I mean, I mean, he played as a quarterback. In fact, the book, The Paper Lion, ended up becoming a documentary. And it was just watching him get sacked over and over again, quite frankly. I mean, the guy got hammered to death, but just so he could see what it felt like.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people sit in their chairs and go, you know, if I would have, I could have been a pro. And they don't understand what it's like to have a 300-pound guy hit you six times in 15 minutes. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
No, you can't do that. Trust me. You think you can because you're sitting there with the popcorn in your lap.
Well, he did a very, very interesting job getting that book done. I mean, you know, just, you know, becoming a professional football player solely to write about it, you know, it was a pretty brave thing to do and a pretty neat thing to do. Well, we had one of the editors for the UK Men's Fitness basically did the same thing. He came to the seminar, and for two full days, you know, there he was swinging kettlebells and, you know, learning single kettlebell drills and double kettlebell drills and these funky, explosive, mind-bending plyometric push-ups that Mike Mahler was teaching, and Olympic weightlifting with Sabina, and dumbbell training with me. And, you know, I remember he was not doing one of his exercises right, and I sat down and coached him, and he tried it again, and I still got it wrong, and I showed him again, and, you know, then he got it right, bang, and then he's like, okay, where's a heavier dumbbell? I want more, you know. It's just, the guy was really into it. And so that was the genesis for the article, and they had a photographer over there taking photos, and, you know, we basically, when we were not presenting, when someone else was presenting, we were either being, you know, interviewed or they were taking photos. So, you know, we were working the whole time one way or another.
And so that'll be out in September for our UK audience that listens
to
the show.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I wish they would, you know, ship a whole bunch over to Superhuman Radio so that you could shoot them to the readers. But the UK readers are in for a real treat.
Did you mention that if people do the order the pre-release of the book, that they get the seven keys to mind control? They can get it without shipping. They just have to pay for the.
You know what? I did not mention that. What we're doing tomorrow is a pre-publication special, which is what I always do so that I know how many of a new book to print. So the book is not printed, but tomorrow we're going to have an order page up, and from it'll go up at about 9 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock in the morning, and you can go in, you place an order, reserve your copy. When the books are printed, which will be in probably probably more like 5 or 6 weeks, I'll fill all the orders in the order in which I receive them. Everyone who orders during the pre-publication special gets a special bonus, and that's what we do. That's the way I always do it with a new book. This time, you and I also have the 7 Keys CD, 7 Keys to Concentration, the audio seminar that we did together. And people can buy that from you, but if they do, they have to pay postage.
Right.
Okay. If they buy it from me, along with Dinosaur Dumbbell Training, all I do is take the CD, drop it in with the book when I ship the book, and you don't have to pay for shipping and handling when you for the CD. So, you know, it's a way of saving, you know, the shipping and handling charge, which, you know, is it's not going to break.
How much is the CD?
The CD is $19.95.
Why don't you give them a little discount on the CD on top of it if they buy it with the book? And then they're not only not paying this CD shipping, but they get a little give them a couple points, give them a couple bucks off, make it $17.95. Would you say 15?
I was going to say $17.95.
Yeah, $17.95. Okay, sure. Take $2 off. So not only do you save $6 in shipping the CD by itself, but you get the CD for $17.95 instead of $19.95. What the hell?
Okay, sure. That's what we'll do. And everybody listening, you heard it from Carl.
Yeah. Now Brooks is going to make me give him that $2 now. You said so, Carl. All right, look, we got to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we got more to talk about. We're talking with Brooks Kubik, keeper of the flame of physical culture. Later in the show, we have Steve Lapidus coming on from AgeForce to announce their new amino acid patch. And we're going to talk about the science behind it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When the bell begins to chime,
come on.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to PageForce.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Brooks, before we get back into the topic at hand, who exactly is CJ Swabey?
CJ Swabey is a strength coach in the UK, a strongman competitor. He's got a competition coming up, kettlebell expert, has a blog. Did I send you an email with the link to the blog?
You may have.
I think I did. If you could put that up, people can check it out. He did. He is really, as I am, he's very much into the mental side of things, the mental aspects of training. And that was something that I talked about when I was in London. I covered Dinosaur Mind Power, and people really, they'd never heard a lot of the stuff that I was talking about, and it was really interesting. I had a lot of people coming up at breaks and at dinner. They were, they were very interested in that part of the program. And CJ has always been interested in this sort of thing. He's done a lot of martial arts work, and there's a lot of mental stuff going on if you're a fighter or a martial artist. It's not just physical. So he was very interested in that, and he asked me if we could do an interview, and we did a two-part interview. It's at cjs-fitness.blogspot.
.co.uk, by the way.
Yes, co.uk, yes. Thank you for that. And if you can't find that, then you need to Google for my name, Brooks Kubik, K-U-B-I-K, Dinosaur Mind Power, CJ Swabe interview, and you'll find it. But it's a two-part interview. If you're on Facebook, just go to my Facebook page because I've posted the links there. But it's a two-part interview that we did. He sent me questions that he came up with, and then I wrote the answers. It's 15 pages long. Okay, so he did it in two parts. There's an awful lot of good material there. I mean, it's basically a couple of free articles and some really, really good stuff, really good tips. CJ was very interested in how I got into, you know, being interested in the metal side of things, who influenced me, how I learned to do some of the things that I've done, some of the things that I taught on the Seven Keys CD, for example. And so we talked about that, and he wanted me to give examples of how using certain mental training techniques helped in training, helped in competition, and so we kicked that around and covered a lot of real interesting stuff. Very, very interesting, and I would say that everybody listening will really get some benefit out of going over to CJ Swabe's fitness blog spot and reading these articles.
Brooks, how heavy is that dumbbell that looks like you're snatching in the picture on his website?
That's 103 pounds.
Brooks, you're on your toes. Who took that picture?
My photographer for the book.
Holy mackerel. I mean, he got you at the peak of the pole. You're literally on your toes. You look like a ballerina with a 100-pound dumbbell in your hand.
I think if I agreed with that statement, we would get some very interesting email, and I'd probably have a ballerina come shoot me because I don't look like a ballerina.
But you know what I mean. You know how ballerinas dance. Okay, for those of you, when you go to the website, cjs-fitness.blogspot.co.uk, the very first post on the blog is this most recent interview with Brooks. Brooks is snatching a 100-plus-pound dumbbell in his right arm. He's looking at the ceiling of the room that he's in. He's literally on the tips of his toes. It looks like if there was a string coming up from his back, it looks like he's dangling because the inertia that his body is investing into moving this weight is lifting his body off the ground as well.
That's absolutely true. And what that is called in weightlifting is full extension. You have what full extension or triple extension. Your ankles are extended, your knees are extended, hips are extended. You've completely rotated around all of the joints to get that power to just shoot that dumbbell overhead in a split second. And someone asked me if I was holding the dumbbell, doing an isometric hold so they could take the photo. It's like, oh no. I mean, we were shooting with a high-speed sports lens, and that lift was performed in a second from start to finish, dumbbell on the ground, a bang, dumbbell overhead. My photographer caught it at just exactly the right point. I mean, it's a great shot. But I love the photo because it really does show what I'm talking about. I mean, this is not standing there doing, a slow grinding dumbbell lift.
Yeah, flat-footed on the ground.
Flat-footed, yeah. I mean, this is an athletic movement. And this is why I say, you can see that dumbbell takes up a heck of a lot less room than an Olympic barbell. And yet, I'm doing for my body the same sort of thing that I would be doing for my body if I was doing a snatch with an Olympic barbell. And that's why I'm saying the dumbbell exercises, they're very accessible and they're a really good substitute for the Olympic lifts or complementary to the Olympic lifts, and they can be used as a substitute for kettlebell training or complementary to kettlebell training. You may know of a guy named Mahler.
Ha ha.
Frequent guest on your show, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, Mike Mahler is known for kettlebell training, but Mike has been a fan of the kind of dumbbell training that I teach for a long, long time. Loved what I was doing at the seminar because what he likes is he likes doing one type of kettlebell training and a different type of dumbbell training, which is basically dinosaur dumbbell training. And he feels that they're very compatible. They work together very well. And he likes them so much, he wrote a foreword for me for the book.
Really?
That's yeah. Cool. Yeah, he's a big fan of these explosive movements with dumbbells. And as I said, everyone who saw what we were doing in London, everyone who was there is a fan. And that ought to tell you something.
That's cool. We've come to the end of the interview. The summary of today's show is to get people to support physical culture and not ostracize us and make us feel like we're idiots or zealots or somehow we practice some sort of aberrant behavior because we strive to be stronger day in and day out. And it's a great subject to talk about amongst your friends as well. Want to thank Brooks Kubik for coming on today. Brooks, thanks as always.
Carl, it's been a pleasure.
Go visit his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Steve Lapidus from Age Force on to talk about the release of their new amino acid patch, which my audience is getting first crack at in a 2-for-1 offer. Stay tuned. We're right back. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age Force Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better. Even better. Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV 3 Master Draw, reborn now with epiandrostane and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Sciences' new Trifecta Pack today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods. And no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones. Because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MRSUP. PBS.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
NASA.
Okay. So as you know, Age Force pays great attention to the requests of our audience when it comes to research and development. We have Steve Lapidus on the show with us right now. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Carl. How you doing? Good to be back with you and your and all of the Superhuman Radio audience friends.
Well, and recently, some emails that you received from our audience made you brush off a patch that you guys were in the process of developing many years ago, but for whatever reason didn't launch right away. And you have launched it now because there's been a lot of interest in it, and that is an essential amino acid patch with the addition of one amino acid we're going to talk about a little bit. But this essential amino acid patch is in the specific ratios that is used by clinicians when trying to increase nitrogen retention of individuals who have suffered traumatic injuries like severe burns and so on, correct?
That is correct, yes.
When you originally were developing this patch, it was not for the strength audience, was it?
Well, let me back up a minute if I can.
Please.
We for the last 3 years, 3.5 years, Carl, we've been anxious and really determined to introduce an amino acid patch to, to our product lineup. I don't have to tell you or your audience. The health, fitness, and wellness benefits of various amino acids it's incredible. It's just a tremendous amount of benefits if it can be delivered properly.
Right.
What kept us from introducing this patch is that we had several technical, scientific or technical issues in combining certain amino acids. There are certain amino acids that we focused on, and there were some real issues and challenges in getting these amino acids to work together in harmony, if you will, and to be delivered with transdermal patch. For 3 years we've been working on it.
Okay, with that being said, give the list of the essential amino acids that are in the patch, total amount of amino acids in the patch.
Yeah, there are eight essential amino acids, and as you indicated, one that's not called an essential amino acid. And for the edification of your audience, an essential amino acid is one that that the body cannot produce naturally.
So it must get it. It must get it outside.
Must get it right outside by food, by supplementation, what have you, diet or supplementation. What's in this patch is lysine, leucine, phenylalanine, valine, isoleucine.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Right,
isoleucine.
That's right.
Methionine, 309, I'm not going to pronounce this too well. Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. That's tryptophan.
Right.
That's the amino acid found in turkey, by the way.
Oh, okay. And then, of course, the non-essential amino acid is tyrosine.
All right, tyrosine. And we're going to talk talk more about tyrosine and why you guys put it in there. But first of all,
okay.
Let's talk a little
bit. I'm sorry, just one thing I wanted to mention. The patch contains 75 milligrams, a complex of these amino acids, and totaling 75 milligrams, and that'll bear discussion. We should address that, what that means.
Right.
And in addition, and what's really important here is the ratio of each amino acid to the other. Because here's the situation where if the ratio, if we got the ratios exactly right, which creates a synergism, which makes the sum, the whole greater than the sum of the parts, if you will.
Right.
But, I think we should touch, Carl, if you will, on what 75 milligrams means when it's transmitted directly into the bloodstream.
Right. And so, and with that, and obviously there's lots of questions in some of the pre-release information that you've put out there. People have said, well, you know, you've got to take, 3 to 5 grams of BCAAs in order to have any effect on protein synthesis. And most of the people are interested in muscle response. How is 75 milligrams of these combined amino acids going to mean anything? So why don't we talk about that first?
Well, again, we come to what happens to amino acids that are taken orally. And therein lies the answer. When you're swallowing a supplement, whether it be powder or capsule or pills, what have you, amino acids, a small percentage of those amino acids taken orally survive in the harsh, acidic environment of the stomach. The digestive acids degrade, destroy a huge percentage, so that 75 milligrams delivered with a transdermal patch, or in the case of injections, which I know you're going to talk about,
right,
equate to 100 times those quantities taken orally.
In fact, the research shows, especially research done on burn victims, that when amino acids in the profile of the essential amino acids and the ratios that you have stuck to are provided through a slow intravenous process, that it completely reverses muscle wasting and in many cases improves muscle gains in these individuals, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Again, and I keep coming back to, Carl, we don't have time on this program to list all the health and fitness benefits that these amino acids are going to provide to anyone using this patch. It's phenomenal. It's awe-inspiring. We for the last month, we've been putting out with every order we send out to existing customers, we've been putting an insert in, letting them know this patch is coming, and telling them how proud we are of this patch. We're proud, and we're hopeful the patch will create some sales and profits for us, but more important, we're proud that we really have a product here that'll develop a host of wellness, fitness, and health benefits to the user.
Now, we've had some people on the show in past months who have talked about getting blood work after using one of the Age Force patches, most notably DHEA and pregnenolone patch, and then a growth hormone patch, and uh-huh. seeing the changes in the serum levels of these particular hormones. So we know that the patches are delivering what they say they're going to deliver. And I just want to go a little further for a second. We know that these patches can deliver nicotine. We know that these patches can deliver lots of things, yet there still remains this sense out there, I believe, by a lot of people of, gee, I wonder if it's really getting into me the way they say. One of the things that dictates the delivery of an agent through the skin is molecular weight. Well, all of these amino acids are of such small molecular weight that it is expected that everything in the patch will be delivered over the 8 hours of usage, correct?
The answer is yes, and very easily delivered. When I said that we had 3 years of challenges, our challenges were not so much in the delivery as they were in getting these ratios correct. And to be quite frank, Carl, we took quite a bit of direction from the
Right.
You know, we tested numerous compounds, injectable compounds, to see what kind of ratios they were using and see how they stacked up against the ratios that our research and development felt should be appropriate for the patch.
And we're going to talk.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we're going to take a break. Let's do this. Hold on a second, Steve. I don't mean to cut you off because we went
That's
long.
Okay.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about specifically the two groups of people that are using injectable amino acids right now. The first group is the anti-aging community. Anybody who's been to a recent A4M conference knows that the compounding pharmacists are all providing injectable amino acids and blends, and also the athletic industry. I'm going to talk about a story about a company that's no longer around any longer. That made some big waves with injectable amino acids amongst bodybuilders. But in the meantime, you can go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad for the 2-for-1 amino acid patch available only to my audience and learn more about the new essential amino acid patch from AgeForce. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. We're talking about their new amino acid patch. There's a lot of people out there who are saying, why, Carl, why an amino acid patch when you can just take amino acids in a powder form? Well, first of all, the bioavailability of oral amino acids, I mean, literally, less than 1% of the amino acids make it into the bloodstream. So when you think about all of the amino acids that you're swallowing, just to get some of it into your bloodstream, the medical industry has been looking at injectable amino acids for a very, very long time now. In fact, it's the standard protocol for muscle wasting diseases in hospitals. Intravenous delivery of amino acids, even in patients that can eat, that have no problem chewing and swallowing food. The mechanisms in delivering amino acids and protein-related drugs is well known to be better when it gets into the bloodstream directly and bypasses the liver and bypasses the stomach. There is some speculation that ingesting amino acids may actually prepare the body in increasing its ability to rid itself of those amino acids by an upregulation in receptors in the liver. And this may be why one of the reasons that injectable amino acids work a little bit better, because they get into the bloodstream and they avoid the first pass liver, and maybe the liver isn't signaled to do something that it is when you ingest these amino acids. It isn't clear, but the for sure thing is that the anti-aging industry is embracing injectable amino acids. And anybody who's gone to an A4M convention, you know that every single compounding pharmacist now has individual isolated amino acids as well as blends in lyophilized powders that doctors are prescribing for patients to help in the anti-aging quest. Steve, are you familiar with this at all within the anti-aging community?
Personally, no, Carl, I'm not. You know, people in our company are, but I personally am not conversant in that.
The last A4M convention I went to in Las Vegas was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was longer than that. I take that back. It was when I went in Phoenix last. It was almost 3 years ago. And 3 years ago, every single compounding pharmacist from University Compounding, which is the big one out in California, on down to ANURX in Philadelphia, all had amino acid blends in lyophilized powder. And I was asking them, you know, why are you guys selling injectable amino acids? And the bottom line statement back was they produce a much more dramatic response than orally ingested amino acids. So
again, this comes back to, you know, your comment about 1%. I mean, if you look, there are any number of great quality oral amino acid supplements on the market. There are a number of them, good quality. But the issue is how much of it is getting to into your bloodstream where you can benefit from the nutrient value, and when you say 1%, it's actually you know, somewhere between 1 and 2%, depends on what you ate before or after you you took the supplement. But 98% is wasted. And henceforth, the value of getting these amino acids directly into the bloodstream by injection, or in the case of our new patch, over eight continuous hours, these essential amino acids plus tyrosine that are going directly into your bloodstream. It's remarkable, and it is so much more efficient and productive.
Now, I'm going to talk about something that probably isn't well known, and that is, back in 2009, I had a sponsor on the show called Pure Peptides, and they were out of Florida, and they were a supplier of both research peptides and other peptides like that to universities, but more importantly, those of us who were experimenting with peptides were buying peptides from them. And the fellow who owned the company, Chad, and I'm just going to use his first name because they were later shut down by the FDA. Chad had informed me that they were going to be offering injectable essential amino acids. And back then I said, why essential amino acids in an injectable? I can just eat the things. I mean, I can buy EAAs and just take copious amounts of them. And he said, it doesn't work the same. And so he told me that he was selling these injectable amino acid blends, EAAs, to professional athletes and bodybuilders at about $150 for a 25 milligram vial, lyophilized powder, and that they were having amazing results, that above and beyond the drugs they were taking, they were seeing greater recovery, greater muscle growth, less fatigue, and so on. And I said, I just don't see it. I don't understand how that can be. And he sent me a bottle. He sent me a bottle. And I got to be honest with you. I didn't give it any justice because I thought when he sent me this vial of essential amino acids, it was basically a little wafer of powder in the bottom of a little 3 milliliter vial. And I looked at it and I laughed and I thought, are you joking? I take 5 grams of creatine 3 or 4 times a day. What is this little thing going to do for me? And I didn't give it any respect at all. Then later on, I started to hear more and more information coming out about injectable amino acids, especially injectable individual amino acids like L-carnitine, for instance. And I started to think, gee, maybe Chad really knew what he was talking about. And then fast forward, I go to the anti-aging conventions and I hear all of the compounding pharmacists are selling injectable amino acid blends and saying it's much better than taking orals. It works better. The results are dramatically different, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this guy was ahead of his time back then.
I was going to say Chad was ahead of the curve. But and now it raises an interesting point, Carl, about pricing. We're talking in our patch, our new amino acid patch, which has a total of 75 milligrams of these essential and one non-essential amino acid. We're talking about, if somebody orders via the auto ship, we're talking about $39.95 for a month's supply.
And each patch has 75 milligrams in it?
Each patch has 75 milligrams, and a month's supply is 30 patches, one patch per day. Now, with the exclusive special that we're offering to Superhuman Radio, which we always do when we introduce a new patch for you and your audience, we have a 2-for-1 special. So if somebody was to order these patches on the 2-for-1, let's say with the auto ship option, they'd be paying $20 a month for a full month supply. Of course, on the auto ship 2-for-1, we ship every 60 days, but we only charge for the 30-day auto ship price, which in this case is $40, $39.95. So this is an extraordinary value when you put it up against the injectable amino acids. It's just an exceptional value. And if somebody does not want to do the auto ship and they want to do a 30, 90, or 180-day order, we double it. But again, they have to use the banners on Superhuman Radio, because that takes them to a very special order page, a 2-for-1 order page. Don't need a promo code.
Interesting. So this is a blind page that the average person can't get to unless they go through the banners on my site.
Must go to the banners, and we always very important, since they can't get to this page any other way. And a lot of people, when they get to this special 2-for-1 order page, are going to want to read about the amino acid patch or other patches on the website, and they might navigate away from the page. So they must bookmark the page to get back to it, or use their browser back button, because they can't navigate back to it unless they bookmark it or use the browser back button, or last resort, they'd have to go back to the banners and click on it again.
Okay. All right. There's one other thing I want to address, and then I want to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why L-tyrosine is in there. But the other thing I want to address is this. You received a question from someone who was saying, wait a minute, I heard that it's more important for there to be a pulse of leucine in order to stimulate muscle growth. Why would I want to have a slow delivery over 8 hours of these essential amino acids when we know now that a pulse is required? And I guess one of your research and development people responded with an answer. Do you happen to have that answer handy? Because I want to address that. If not, we could take a break and you can dig it up
I can pull it out and read it verbatim. I'll call.
Okay. Let's. You want to take a break so you can get your hands on it, or
yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's do this.
Take me a second.
Because this is an important one. Because everybody out there knows that there seems to the body requires a pulse for leucine to rise and fall in order to trigger the mTOR response and protein synthetic response. And so someone said, well, wait a minute, why do I want to have leucine trickling into me constantly for 8 hours? Isn't that counterproductive? So we're going to address that question when we come back, and we're going to address why L-tyrosine is in there. AgeForce is offering my audience a buy one, get one free on their new amino acid patch. Go to superhumanradio.com, use one of the banner ads. That's the only way to take advantage of it. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
In einer Disco schwitzen, alter graues Videowein.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better.
Even better.
Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV, 3 Master Draw, reborn now with epiandrostane, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So to answer the question about the leucine pulse that seems to lead to muscle-building effects, and is that not contrary to what the patch will do, because the patch is delivering one of the amino acids, leucine, continuously for 8 hours. Clearly, in research, it shows that this slow trickle, if you will, in patients and individuals who have undergone severe trauma and have muscle wasting disorders, reverses the loss of nitrogen and increases muscle saving effects. But the bodybuilding audience out there had submitted this question to you, correct?
That is correct, right, Colin?
Okay, so what did you guys come up with?
Okay, basically, there's a memo we got back from research and development, a little bit above my pay grade, call, so I'll just read it to you and your audience. Amino acid injection has long been used in dealing with wound and injury healing, which is something you talked about earlier in the program, by hospitals when nitrogen retention was the desired effect. The most effective area are a combination of essential amino acids, including tritopin. In one study, an injection of the essential amino acid blends, including and excluding tritopin, were compared to their...
What is it, the amino acid you're saying? Spell it, because it doesn't sound right.
T-Y-R-P-T-O-P-H-A-N.
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
Oh, there must be tryptophan they're saying, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, in one study, an injection of amino acid blends, including and excluding tryptophan, were compared with their ability to increase nitrogen retention, and the ones inclusive of tryptophan and methionine were most successful in doing so. Injectable amino acids have been used successfully for a variety of reasons, including localized fat loss and building muscle. Racehorse industry has been using this blend for decades to aid in recovery with horses. A popular peptide company back in 2009, this is the Chad episode that you related.
Right.
To talk about that. But increasing protein synthesis for longer periods of time than the pulses of meals and training combined is as effective. A little bit bad English, but what can I tell you? I'm just reading off of this sheet.
Okay, so they have they've addressed this, and what's the response you've gotten so far? Anybody?
No response. We basically just posted it on some forums when some people asked some questions, so we posted that information for them.
What's the reason for the tryptophan? The tyrosine.
Tyrosine. Well, tyrosine is again non-essential amino acid that we have in the blend, and that is basically for fitness, athletic performance, what have you. It's a critical amino acid that our cells use to synthesize proteins. It's very, very effective during periods of stress, fatigue, or extreme physical exertion. It's a wonderful amino acid in very, very specific applications. But again, we wanted that in there for the people that have rigorous workout programs, engage in very cardio demanding sports, et cetera.
What have you guys tested the patch at all with anybody before you released it?
Oh, sure. Every patch that we introduce to the market is tested with anywhere from 250 to 500 people in controlled double-blind placebo studies. So that's something we do. We don't publish those studies. That's proprietary information. But we want to make certain that when we introduce a product, it's going to do what we say it's going to do.
Now, obviously, your objective was not just for the sports enthusiast or the muscle building crowd out there. What did you see as far as the research that you did on this patch for the average person?
This is for men or women, 18 to 100. As I said, the benefits of this patch are terrific, whether it be a patch that helps amino acid that helps strengthen your immune system, help you build muscle, help you with recovery, help you with overall health and longevity. Amino acids, I don't have to tell you, the building blocks of protein, and of the 9 amino acids in this patch, 8 of them you cannot get. Your body will not produce naturally, and they all have just very essential functions, and only way to get them is with specific diet or through supplementation. And again, the science is clear. Supplementation orally is is not a very efficient way to get these amino acids.
All right, so people can get this 2-for-1 special by going to SupremeRadio.com. How long is the 2-for-1 going to be available?
We have an exclusive, 2-for-1 with you for the next, 72 hours call.
So it's just 2 days, okay.
Three days,
okay. Oh, I'm sorry, 2 days. What about, are there any other new patches that you could talk about that are on the horizon? I know you got some exciting things going on. Is it anything you can talk about right now?
Well, one of the patches that we introduced about less than a year ago was our B12 patch. And extremely successful. We've developed just an extraordinary high level of sales for the B12 patch. And over the course of this past year, Carl, literally thousands of our B12 customers have asked us, what about a B-complex patch? Well, I'm taking your B12, the hydroxycobalamin.
I was just going to say, and you're using a superior form of B12. Because, and the interesting thing about this is, and I don't think it's any mystery, how influenced by our audience your company has become. Because originally, before we did the hydroxy B12 show, you guys were going to lead off with either a methyl B12 or a cyano B12. But then when you found out about, my audience started emailing you and asking you if it was going to be hydroxy B12. And then you guys went back in and redesigned that, didn't you?
We went back to the well and redesigned the formula.
So
yes.
But that's happening again now with the complex patch, right? Because of some shows that we did.
Interestingly enough, we've been working a real, industriously on a B complex patch, and when we introduce it, we want it to be the best B complex patch on the market, or best B complex supplement on the market. It happens to be a patch, and it'll continue to have the hydroxycobalamin B12, and we're taking a look right now. We're probably about 6 weeks away, and it's going to be a running change. Anyone that's buying the B12 patch now is going to just be grandfathered at the same price. It'll be a running change into a B-complex patch. But we're taking a look at specifically B6 and folic acid, because there are a number, I don't know if you're aware of this call, but there are a number of alternates.
One of them we did, interestingly enough, and this is funny because I want to tell this story because it's a cute story, but we just did a show, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago on methylfolate with Dr. Jared Scourin because of, the preponderance of a type of disorder, I wish I could remember the name of it now. It was so hard for me to learn. But it'll come to me probably in a couple minutes. But anyway, there's a disorder from some people do not convert folic acid to the methylated form of folic acid. And subsequently, they suffer from depression. They suffer from a variety of disorders. And even some schizophrenia, autism spectrum disorder, and some other disorders are linked back to this mutation. So now all the rage is methylfolate. Well, after we did that show, you got a couple emails from people asking you who happened to be on your list already and knew that you were releasing a B12 complex, and they were asking you if there was going to be methylfolate in there, right?
Well, and the answer is yes. That's something we focused on very early on, that methylfolate will be the type of folic acid that's used. One that we took a look at and we are going is B6, and there's a very advanced form of B6 called P5P, which will be in the patch. So this is going to be called between the hydroxy cobalamin, the folic acid, and the B6. This is going to be a B complex supplement like no other. It's just really going to be the new gold standard. We're looking at mid to late August, second half of August.
That's really exciting. That is exciting.
As a running, it'll be a running change from our B6, a B12 patch, excuse me. But right now, the excitement here in our company is on this amino acid patch call. We priced it to be super affordable, and when you take a look at the 2-for-1 offer that we've given for your audience, it becomes beyond super affordable. It's product, and we hope that you know, your audience will embrace it.
Sounds good. All right, so go to superhumanradio.com, click the amino acid patch banner ad to get a buy one, get one free. Only good for the next 72 hours, so if you're listening to the podcast, it's Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this ends, is that right?
Yeah, something like that. And again, look, you know, we never take a hard edge with your audience. If we get a couple of Johnny-come-latelys, we're going to certainly work with them and honor their orders. But this will be an exclusive for your audience call, and we're excited about it. It's a phenomenal patch, and just health and health, fitness, and wellness benefits are just extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, listen, Steve, it's always great to have you on the show. Thank you for being a sponsor of Superhuman Radio and continuing to sponsor the show. And good luck. We hope we wish all well with the amino acid patch, and looking forward to the B complex patch also. Sounds very exciting.
Thanks, Carl. You take care of yourself.
Okay, take care. Stay tuned. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHREMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHREMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get stronger.
Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl.
Alisa just informed me that Sarah Robles now has 45,495 signatures. So she just needs 4,000 and what's the math on that? 4,505 in order to get Nike to sponsor her. And hopefully those of you out there will continue to sign the petition. Anyway, okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. Hopefully those of you who are watching the Olympics know that the Olympics is the greatest expression of physical culture that harkens back thousands of years. And we should be proud, those of us in the Superhuman audience, because we are also carriers of the flame of physical culture, each and every one of us, because we get out there and we train and we live the lifestyle day in and day out. And that's the important thing. I want to thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We'll see everybody tomorrow when we do the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't miss it. We'll see you then.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.